one, I'm going to read to you a short piece called Dalinar, and you can actually download this if you want. I'm just going to show you here. If you go to strangeinc.ca, Strange Ink, like ink in a pen.ca, I've got an ebook version of that there if you want to read it, rather than having me read it to you, or if you want a copy for later. What I'm going to do is just read it to you now. And this is a piece that I wrote. It's called Dalinar because it was written in Winnipeg's Dalinar Museum, which is this Victorian house that has been kept alive, in a manner of speaking, as a museum. And it's a wonderful place. I was invited by the Thin Air Writers Festival in Winnipeg to stay overnight in the house with a number of other writers and write a ghost story set in the house in honor and anniversary of the famous Phantasmagoriana night in which Mary Shelley wrote or came up with the original idea for Frankenstein, began writing towards that, and then a bunch of other, of course, famous works came out of that night. Mary Shelley's Frankenstein is the most well-known. So I didn't write Frankenstein, but I think I'm pretty happy with what I did write. This kind of ghost story called Dalinar. As I was sitting there struck by the problem of trying to write anything while exhausted and sleep deprived and disoriented, I started to kind of think about my own disorientation as a writer, you know, staying overnight in a haunted house, not being visited on ghosts by ghosts, not being visited by inspiration, and struggling to understand through the disorientation what was, you know, here in the house to work with. It occurred to me that if a ghost in the house had actually possessed my body and awoken in my body, you know, staring at the screen, it would have sort of recognized this thing was like a typewriter, but it would have been confused by sort of at the screen. It might have tried to type something and then seen the screen operating strangely. You know, the words would go up as the words, you know, proceeded. As they were hitting keys, perhaps they would see the words go up into the sky and off the screen and not really understand what's going on. And that, of course, would be compounding their disorientation of being dead and a ghost and awake in this house that has sort of recognizable from when they had it, but, you know, on a level has been maintained as a museum, but of course not exactly as they left it and so on. So all that sort of was in my head when I wrote this story, and I hope you enjoy it. This is again called Dalinar. Hello. Who's up there? Who is reading this? I see the words go up into the sky. Will you come down? Will you help me? I don't know where I am now. This seems like my home, but it is not. I recognize only a few things. My hands are cold. I want to warm my hands. Please come down. Come to me and help me. I want to see my daughter. She's not in her bed. I looked all over the house. I woke beneath the stained glass. I read there sometimes, but held no book when I woke. Strange light through the glass, like a street lamp, but too bright, and I remember no lamp there. Not moonlight, too harsh for moonlight. The flowers in the glass ribboned red, green, yellow over me, and the light moves over the wall across dark red stripes running up in thick bands. A pillow under my head, I pulled it away, this pillow I have never seen. Strange twisting blue lines and yellow flowers on a pink background. Where did my wife get this pillow? I wondered. I turned to look into her room, and then I remembered. I caught myself. Sometimes that happens still. I forget. When I awaken, it is worst. I forget, and I look for her before I remember. Before I remember, I remember, I remember. Still, I could not shake the strange feeling, even after I remembered. And who put this pillow here? The servants would not dare. Above me in the stained glass, a hummingbird dipped toward a flower, its ruby throat a slash of red, dark wings frozen in half flight. The flower reached for the bird, but the flower was frozen too. The first time I noticed there was no sun in the stained glass. Why no sun? These flowers want sun. A light shone in my daughter's room. She leaves the light on, though I warn her not to. In the night, she feels frightened. I tell her, come into my room. To my room, not her mother's. When it is dark like me, she does not always remember. Come to me, find me. I will show you that you don't have to be afraid. The house belongs to you. This house would never hurt you. But she says that the hobby horse rocks in the night. Well, of course, I tell her, keep the glides so well oiled, and you leave your window agape. the wind comes in your window at night. Are you not cold, my daughter? I ask. She says, no, I like the wind. I shiver, but it's not the wind, father. But of course, the wind moves the hobby horse. I've even observed it myself. She has begged me to take the toy out of her room, but she must learn there is nothing to fear. You cannot give in to a child's dreams. For then, when will it stop? It will never stop. She will just find a new fear. It will never stop. I rose. I started toward her room and almost fell. I felt so wrong. I felt the wrong size, much too tall. I reached for the banister and missed it, but held steady. I did not fall. I will not fall in my own house. Even if it looks strange and the carpet unfamiliar, this is our home. When I entered my daughter's room, the hobby horse was still, and she was not there, though her light shone. The light hangs above a painting of two cows in the nighttime. They are white. A young calf faces outward, cowering under its mother. Face turned to me. I call this one the night calf. That is my fancy. You should not give in to fancy. I know this, but I cannot help it. I do not notice this calf in the daytime, but every night when I look on my daughter, I feel its stare. The light hangs just above this night calf, so, so white. The light makes the night calf nearly glow in the darkness. The night in the painting. Why is it night in the painting? Why does the night calf trouble me so? I do not let her know, but it disturbs me. Even as I lecture my daughter about her imagination, her hobby horse, the wind, I feel the eyes of the night calf. It looks right into you and seems so afraid. It seems so afraid of me. Why is fear? Why is mother turned away? Why does the night calf stare out so afraid? It disturbs me to see its fear. What does it fear? I turn my back to the night calf whenever I read to my daughter, so her light hangs behind me by the painting and my shadows falls on her. I do not like to turn my back to the night calf, but I feel like I must block her from its gaze. All her top of the hobby horses have moored me. I never let her see my discomfort, for she loves the painting so, but one day I will hide it away and blame the servants. But not today. Not tonight. Tonight I just want to see her. If I know she is safe, then I will feel safe. I won't feel like my hands are too small and my body too large. I won't feel like a stranger in my head. She should be in bed, but I called to her. I called through the house, and my voice sounded so strange. My voice echoed through the dark house down its halls, so much deeper than I ever spoke. Where are you, my daughter? You should be in bed. Where are you, my daughter? Come back to your father. Where are you? Please, nothing will hurt you. This is our home. This is our home, and we are safe here. I waited for an answer, but heard nothing, just my echo from the empty rooms. Her dolls seemed like they wanted to call out too, wanted to help me. She has many dolls. She loves her dolls so. They lay in her bed, surround me now, stare. I don't mind their eyes, just the eyes of the night calf. The dolls offer comfort. They just want to play. They just want to play. Their eyes show no fear. Why should anyone be afraid in their home? The calf should not be afraid. It should look with love, not fear. But where is my daughter? Where is she gone? She should not be out of her room in the night. I'll play another day. I closed the door against the night calf, though I left the light on just in case my daughter returned before me. The hallway was dark. I almost fell into the walls. I still felt strange. I felt too large. The house felt too small. I resolved to take some nerve food, so I stepped into the bath chamber, but it was wrong too. It was wrong. Everything was wrong. Nothing as I left it. Everything in a new place, and many things I did not recognize. My nerve food was there, but it looked old. It looked hundreds of years old. Though there was no dust on it, the room so clean, but everything in it looked ancient. All my drugs, my wonder oil, my gin pills, the cinnamon. Nothing in the right place, nothing right, the mirror chipped. And my face in the mirror, my face, no, this is not my face. I've never seen this face. I've never seen anything like this. I pulled away back into the hall. I looked around in the library, across in the bathroom, a bed, and no books. No books. All my books gone. Where are my books? Where's my daughter? My father's portrait on the wall, but all the rest gone. All these things I do not recognize. Whose are they? Who has done this to my home? I resolved to whip the servants. I had been gone, but not that long. Surely I've been gone only a little while. Since I returned, how had I not noticed? Though I had fallen asleep in the alcove beneath the stained glass, I swore I had entered these rooms before then. Maybe all a dream, the mirror, that strange face, this body, the house. Maybe this is a dream, yes. I fell asleep beneath the stained glass, beneath the bird with the bleeding throat, the flowers wilting with no sun. But if this is my dream, then my daughter is lost in the dream. I must find her. We must wake. I called again, daughter, please come to me. Come back. We have to leave. We have to find our way out. I was wrong. This is not our house. This is the nightmare. This house belongs to a strange man whose body I have borrowed. This house belongs to the night calf and the hobby horse. You were right. I am sorry. I will have the hobby horse burned. I am sorry. Come back. Remember, your mother is gone now. Remember, stop looking. Stop looking, daughter. Come to me and we will leave this cursed home. I paused at the stairwell. I could not decide. Should I descend or rise? I stood there a long time in the dark house, my voice echoing, still echoing, echoing. Why? This strange voice that is not mine echoing, my words speaking still through the halls in this pain-filled skull. This skull that is not mine, this strange face, this body. Now I know why it feels so strange. It is not mine. I awoke in someone else's body. I awoke in some strange time in a dream. This is not my world, though it is my house. I recognize it and my daughter's room just as she left it. I decided to ascend. Maybe she is playing in the clothes chest. Often I chide her for playing in the attic, for dressing in her mother's clothes. I should sell them, but I cannot bear to, so I keep them. She says they should be hers when she is older, maybe. But it disturbs me to see her in her mother's things. I crawled up into the attic, up the stairs on all fours, so that I would not fall, so awkward in this too tall body, and the attic. And the attic as I rose into it unfurled like a flag, like a new world. I recognized nothing but the walls, strange items everywhere. On the floor, a bedroll in the middle of the room, the large table from the servants' quarters. And on top of the table, many strange items, paper, but no paper like I had ever seen. Some books, but so bright in their bindings. Strange pens, I grasped one and brought it to the paper. It glided with such ease. On the paper, I could see there were some notes, but they did not make sense. Just strange broken phrases. The house stands at the center, it said. And then further down the page, the paper, the single word, strange. The bedroll seemed slept in and lavish, odd bottles laid around the room. But strangest of all was this device, a typewriter, but not like nothing I could imagine, like nothing I have dreamed. Slick metal with numbers and letters laid in. I dared to touch it, dared to press them down. Hello, I typed. Then a burst light shone with witchcraft and a magical type, the word appeared. Hello. I hit the return and the words went up. The words go up into the sky. I keep typing and all the words go. Who is up there? Who is reading this, please? I want my daughter back. Send her back down to me. And my wife. Let her know that we miss her. I don't know where I am. I don't know whose hands, whose face I am. Where is my world gone? I keep setting words up. No one answers. I've told you everything I know. Tell me something, please. Tell me where my hands went. Tell me where my daughter has gone. It has been night for days now. It has been night for so long. When will the sun come? When will it be day? What does the night calf plan for me? When will the sun rise? What will happen then? What will happen to this place, to these hands? What has happened to this world? In the night outside, I hear strange, sad noises. A deep roar, a slow but strong wind. Thank you.